We are continuing our look at Acts chapter 13, verses 16 through 22. Let me pick up with Paul's message at verse 16. And standing up, Paul motioned with his hand and said, "Fellow Israelites and you Gentiles who worship God, listen to me. The God of the people of Israel chose our ancestors. He made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt. With mighty power, he led them out of that country. For about 40 years, he endured their conduct in the wilderness, and he overthrew seven nations in Canaan, giving them their land to his people as their inheritance. And all of this took about 450 years. As I finished last time, I told you that what we have in these verses is, in essence, an Old Testament kerygma. It is an outline of what God did in the Old Testament, beginning with Abraham, and then eventually leading his people into Egypt, leading them out of Egypt, the monarchy, and of course, giving them Canaan. So let me give you one more thought here. What Paul is doing here is using the accepted Old Testament kerygma as a bridge to the New Testament story of Jesus' death and resurrection. So as I said last time, as such, the apostolic message is not an entirely new outline. Instead, it is the logical extension of what God had done in the Old Testament. Now that we have this in view, notice that rather than expounding on the roles of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, Paul simply says, "The God of the people of Israel chose our fathers." Now, to the Jewish ear, they would have immediately recognized the theme of election. The Old Testament is not primarily about cooperation between God and humans. It is very distinctly about an election that took place, that God chose Israel's forefathers, which is exactly what Paul tells these people at Pisidian Antioch. And of course, the greatest of them would be Abraham. Repeatedly, this was the theme that the Pharisees stressed, even in their debates with Jesus. Jewish exceptionalism was built upon the twin principles of election and predestination. So this is where Paul begins. The Jewish ear would have quickly picked up and agreed, yes, God chose our ancestors, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Next, Paul notes, he made the people prosper during their stay in Egypt, and with mighty power, he led them out of that country. With that brief statement, Paul bookends Israel's experience in Egypt. On the one side, God prospered them during their stay. On the other side, God rescued them from Egypt after their 400 years there. And of course, we have only to go to the book of Exodus to see that process play out. So Paul is reminding them that God chose their ancestors, God put them in Egypt, and God brought them out. We'll look at this more next time on Verse by Verse.